If your WordPress site matters, your host matters. You can have rock-solid, fast, and secure WordPress hosting for a fraction of what you pay for your cable bill. WP Engine can increase your conversions and protect your WordPress site from hackers. Learn more at wpengine.com/lyw. This is Love Your Work. This show will help you find the clues that will lead you to your calling. I'm David Cadvey, and on Love Your Work, you know I bring in entrepreneurs and creators that have broken away from the pack. And in fact, I just recently interviewed one entrepreneur, creator, and writer that I think many of you will be very excited to learn from, James Altucher. I just interviewed James Altucher. You've read his book, Choose Yourself. You've listened to his podcast. I wanted to get to the bottom of where James gets the courage to write the things he writes and how he's managed to land guests like Coolio and Jewel for his podcast. And I wanted to know what sacrifices he makes to choose himself.
I probably make much less money than I could have if I just wore a suit and worked on Wall Street every day with all the other scumbags.
So make sure you're subscribed. My interview with James Altucher will debut, I think, probably on Thanksgiving Day or so in November. This week, I have a lesson for you from my own journey. If you have certain behaviors that you want to encourage in your life, you can be intentional about making them happen. Here's a trick I devised to make it easy to do things that are good for me, and a little harder to do things that are bad for me. This article originally appeared on Medium. You can follow me on Medium at cadvey.net/medium. When you're billing your clients, the last thing you want to waste your time and mental energy on is creating invoices. FreshBooks customers get paid an average of 5 days faster. Get your free 30-day trial at cadvey.net/freshbooks. This article originally appeared on Medium. If you have certain behaviors that you want to encourage in your life, you can be intentional about making them happen. So here's a trick that I devised to make it easy to do the things that are good for me and a little harder to do things that are bad for me. You can follow me on Medium at cadvey.net/medium. Make it easy to do what's good for you. Every once in a while, I shuffle around the icons on my iPhone's home screen. I used to think about what apps I use most, but the other day I realized that's the completely wrong way to think about it. If you're like most people these days, you have some digital habits that you'd rather break. You find yourself uselessly scrolling on Facebook. You get into arguments on Twitter, or even while you're reading this very article, you might be thinking about what you should be doing instead. Our brains are dumb. They have a very finite amount of energy, which can be used toward doing what we intend to do. But one shiny object on the edge of our field of vision or a drop in blood sugar can derail us completely. You can take advantage of this mental laziness if you design your world to make it hard to do things that are bad for you and easy to do things that are good for you. Your behavior will shape to that design. That's why this time, instead of thinking about what apps I use most, I thought about which apps would be good for me to use. Here's what I came up with. Deep Relax. This is a guided relaxation app, more effective than a nap for me and an alternative for me when I don't feel like meditating. Kindle, Audible, podcasts. Reading books is good. Listening to books is just as good. And podcasts I listen to are enriching. Pavlok. This control is a wristband that shocks me. I don't use it much because it's been very effective at curtailing my non-productive Facebook and Twitter use. Simply Noise, Pandora, Spotify. Sometimes I listen to brown noise to block out cafe conversations. Otherwise, music helps me focus. I think Pandora has better stations than Spotify, thus I use both. Trello and Wunderlist. Someone I work with insists on using Trello. If I'm using it, it's not a waste of time. I prefer Wunderlist for repeatable things like packing for trips or setting up interviews for my podcasts. Again, I'm not going to find myself needlessly scrolling. Evernote. Good to access quickly for offloading thoughts to the appropriate place for processing later, or taking notes for an article like this. Fancy Hands. If I can delegate something instead of doing it, that's good. The rest of my screen is filled up with things that are practical for me to use, but that have no chance of distracting me. Uber, Google Translate, Google Calendar, for example. I hid Facebook and Twitter in a little folder somewhere on a later screen. I don't even know where they are. I have to search just to open either of them. This doesn't totally prevent me from using them, but it prevents me from using them without consciously intending to, which cues me to set an intention for my session, rather than just using them mindlessly. What would you put on your home screen? In what ways have you shaped your world to make it easy to do what's good for you? Your designer has been lying to you. Design doesn't have to be a mystery. You can do it. Get $100 off any pay upfront package of my flagship visual design course, D4H Video. Just go to cadavy.net/video and use the code LOVEIT on any pay upfront package. I hope that tip helps you battle distractions and keep yourself on track doing your most important work, that work that only you can do. For more on hacking your behaviors to do your best work, look out for the episode coming November 10th. I'll be talking to the world-renowned behavioral scientist and best-selling author Dan Ariely about using your own biases to your advantage to do your best work.
There's lots of mysteries in the universe. There's out of space, there's molecular biology, but you know, the mystery of what of our own lives is really quite amazing.
And if you appreciate all the work that goes into making this show, there are a few ways you can help support it. One is to subscribe. Whether it's on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts, just hit the subscribe button. Another is to rate the show. And on iTunes, that's just a matter of finding the show and clicking on the star rating. Most people give it 5 stars because after all, you listen to the podcast, so you probably like it. And the final way to help is to use my affiliate link when shopping on Amazon. Just go to cadavy.net/Amazon anytime you shop on Amazon. And that will magically donate a portion of your purchase toward making love your work. And recently somebody bought like thousands of dollars of camera equipment using that link, and that was a huge help. They were probably making a corporate purchase, so keep that in mind. But no matter what the size of your purchase is, it really helps and it doesn't cost you anything. And before I go, I've got to ask, do you like books? If you do, sign up for my book recommendations. About 90% will be nonfiction on subjects spanning from biographies to neuroscience. Just go to cadavy.net/reading and get the first set of recommendations right away. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Cadavy. The theme music for this show is CNU, performed by the Album Leaf, courtesy of Sub Pop Records. Love Your Work is a production of Cadavy, Inc.